So, Mark, three in the final of the Cesarewicz, including, I guess, will probably be an odds-on favourite in Garfinny. How did you see last night's races?
Yeah, it was really pleasing because, obviously, having 3-1 semi-final, you sometimes don't know where to look when you're watching a race, and it was a good semi-final. Jack Tavern Magic led up, which we expected, but Brady's Bullet quickly followed, and he moved slightly wide on the run-up, so it was probably a good thing that Garfinny Blaze slightly missed the kick, really, and then tucked in nicely on the rails, but his middle pace was extraordinary, really, and once he got inside Brady's Bullet at the third bend, Jack Tavern Magic, so, you know, vulnerable up front, and he did swing really wide and eventually got knocked out. And he won well. He found a lot of time on his debut run for the kennel last week. You know, that's a super time last night. And he won going away, you know, quite convincing. And then made for Sterling, who's been a sort of real spark over since been stepped over up to six bends. And after making the Bet 365 Challenge Cup and just narrowly missing out, he gets another chance in this final as well.
Yes, of course. And in the other semi-final, little bit of, I don't know, clearly a bitch that's still well short of her optimum distance, isn't she?
Well, she is, and a lot of people were expecting her to come on for the run last week and being the first one for a few weeks since she was on the sidelines with a little injury just before Christmas, which meant she missed the Ballyregan Bob competition. But I did say last week, if she comes on, she's only going to come on really for stamina and not really for early or middle pace, which she's probably lacking slightly. She's devoid of real early and but showed, you know, I mean, me personally, she looked an odds-on winner going down the back straight, and the decision to try and get inside out of Maestro was the wrong one, and she had to check up there. And then I'm thinking, well, just make sure you qualify. She did that and wasn't too far away from actually winning in third. But as soon as they crossed the line, she just powered to the drop. And clearly, she has come on, but the more she runs, the more stamina laden she is, and the more she wants that full eight bends. I mean, with the TV trophy in mind and hopefully not too far away, she'd be one of the leading players in that, if not the favourite for it. It's great to see Spaceship coming back, but whatever she does over six bends, including in this competition, would be a bonus, really. She has got a chance in this final, you know, because she's a really, really good bitch, like, yeah, but you know, whether she can secure a run or come from a long way off the pace to win a final like this, it wouldn't be easy.
I would suggest you would look at this particular distance and say, of the brother and sister over this distance, Blaze is superior, though obviously with every sort of 50 metres onwards, Ballymac-Taylor would be coming back at him, wouldn't she?
Most certainly. I mean, Garfinny Blaze wasn't stopping himself, so it'd be interesting what he does when he goes, you know, if he does go over eight bends. But I'd say he's only been in the kennel, you know, just before Christmas and everything, so we're still finding out about him. He's a lovely big gangly dog. He's a little bit nervous, and I would say there's an awful lot of improvement to come from him. This is a good little final with both the likes of Brady's Bullet and Ella Maestro and the Track 6 runner who ran a great race last night to win a semi-final, always good. And, you know, they're not going to be easy to beat. But he definitely has a bit more early and middle pace than Taylor and probably Mad for Sterling. So he was anti-post favourite coming into this at 2-1. He's likely to be a shade of odds on, but Track 4 makes it interesting, and certainly he would have to step carefully to get some sort of run. It's not going to be easy from Track 4. I think if he had Track 1 and Brady's Bullet at Track 2, he'd be long odds on shot to win this competition. But he isn't. He's in Track 4. He needs to you know, it's a hazardous draw. And but you know, in my opinion, he's the fastest dog in the over this trip and in the race, and the clock tells you that. So just need a bit of luck for him to get a run. He would still be our sort of leading runner in this final to win this Cesarewitch, which is a nice competition, great trip. I've always said Central Park is the most improved track on the GB calendar. You know, they've done a lot of work on the track over the last couple of years. It's a fabulous distance, and again last night, you know, the track was impeccable order, and you know, in a cold January night and everything, you know, the track's running absolutely superb. So well done to them, and hopefully this is a chance to get our year off to a really good start.